Tiernan, 2-0 defeat down here at Talla after a decent first half from Derry. It all fell apart in the second half.
Yeah, listen, that's probably a fair reflection. Is the goals that we conceded just ultimately weren't good enough. And young Alex Bannon has come in there and he put his hand up and took blame. But this is, there's no blame game in any one person in this. We win together, we lose together, we fight together, we take things in the chin together, and that's what teams are all about. We're hugely disappointed with the outcome. We worked really, really hard all week. We had a game plan, which, as I said, I thought we showed really good signs off in the first half, but the goals killed us.
You come down to a place like here, Shamrock Rovers, and it's all about taking your big chances, and Derry certainly have one through Michael Duffy.
Yeah, and again, I think it's very difficult to be critical of Michael. He done everything right. His run was timed to perfection. He went across the goalkeeper. And on another night, that trickles into the far corner. Tonight it hit the inside of the post and came back out again. And it could have been a very different game, but it wasn't to be.
You spoke about Derry being inconsistent at times, but you spoke last week after the Bows game that you conceded so early in the second half. It's happened again here tonight after a decent first half at Bows as well. So a pattern there in the last two games, that's disappointing.
Yeah, hugely disappointing. And I think that's been our Achilles heel this year. It's probably been both boxes. Even last week against Bows, I thought we created four or five really good chances to go and win the game, and we didn't. They had two shots on goal, and they scored one. And that can't happen if we want to go where we want to go.
Listen, you see them in training all week, and you throw Jamie Stott on for a big debut away at Shamrock Rovers. Ronan Boyce on the bench, and Sam Todd. Your thing behind that, Jamie Stott, was obviously ready for you.
Yeah, and I think the big thing was we felt it was, Jamie's obviously played hundreds of games now in English League football, and the occasion is something that he thrives on. And I thought, as I said, for long periods tonight, I thought he showed he's very much up for this task, and I think he's only going to get better and better.
Well, finally, can I ask you about your opinion on the second yellow and the red card?
I can't comment on the sending off because I haven't seen it back yet. At the time, maybe this bias on my part or whatever, I didn't think it was a second yellow card. I didn't think it warranted a sending off. But as I say, I'm not going to be critical of a referee until I see that back.
Just one for me.